Parshas Kedoshim, Tuf Shin. Pasuk says, "Viskadashim, visim Kedoshim, ki ani Hashem lekechem." Kisa b'gemara brachos perik tefilas haShachar. Shecholav Yochanan ben Zakkai, famous story. Nichnasu Tamidav levakro. Tamidim went to Yochanan ben Zakkai when he was very sick. Amar lo Rabbeinu Barchenu, bless us. Amar lahem, the blessing that Yochanan ben Zakkai gives his Talmidim is, Yiratzon, should be the will, should be Hashem's will, Shemor Shamayim Aleichem, that you should have fear of heaven upon you, Kemor Basar V'dam, as you fear a Basar V'dam, as you fear people. Amar lo Talmidim, Ad Kan, that's it. We're waiting for an epic bracha here. This is like the end of your life. Come on, that's such a nebuch bracha. That our fear of Shemayim should be like a fear of people. Amar lahem v'levai teidu kishadam over amar shelo yirani adam halavai. Yochanan says that I meant what I said. Halavai, a person should know that when he does an avera, he should say that no person should see me. Halavai, we should have a year that no person should, forget about that God shouldn't see me. Halavai, we should have bush in front of other people. V'novin, that's a weird story. There's a few weird things about it. Right, the five main Talmidim of Yochanan ben Zakkai was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Hassanal, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. These are the Kedosh HaElyon of the Tanoim. And they don't have Yirat Shamayim. They don't have real Yirat Shamayim that they have to hear from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a bracha, that your Yirat should be... What? What's going on here? Kamo Sha'amu Ba'avos, as it says in Pirkei Avos, V'anachnu Shamanu Mitzadiki Adur, V'prat Zikne HaKadosh HaRav Elimelech, V'achiv HaKadosh or Zusha. Right, this is normally Melech and his brother, Zusha. Sha'isalem Yiras HaMelachim. That fear of the angels. Chal Kosh Elav and Eich Berachim B'Yirat Shemayim. Meaning, even Rabbi Melech and Rabbi Zusha, right, they're saying that they Yiras HaMelachim. And yet Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling them to the Kedush Elyon, you should fear man. And the second question is, how is he blessing them with Yirat Shemayim? Who has to have Yirat Shemayim? Is it a blessing from God or is it from a person? It's from a person. Right? Ha-kol b'dei Shemayim chutz mi-Yirat Shemayim. It's a brachas lamed gimel lamed bet. Right? That everything is in the hands of Shemayim except Yirat Shemayim. So why are you giving a bracha that someone should have Yirat Shemayim?
God doesn't control.
Right. So why are you giving a bracha? It's not in hand. It's not a blessing of God is going to bless you with. It should be Hashem's will that you have your Shemayim. It should be your will that is your Shemayim. So question number one, why such a shvach bracha about fear of man? What, these Kedosh HaElyon Tanoim didn't have fear of God? And then I have to be told, you halavai, you should have fear of man? You should fear sin? Second question is, what shaykh is to give a bracha for Yirat Shemayim? Yirat Shemayim has to come from you, not from God. So those are the two questions on this Gemara. We have a concept that no one will ever be left totally forsaken. No Jew is ever totally forsaken. Even a Jew reaches the lowest levels. As Hashem eino ozvo, Hashem doesn't leave him. Even you think that he's so far, he doesn't keep Shabbos. He doesn't do this. Hashem doesn't leave him. V'isa b'svarim kedoshim sheba osios yotzar, in the osios of yotzar yud tzadik reish, which is that Hashem created, b'meluam yesh Hashem shakai yud tzadi reish. At the end of yud tzadi reish, right? The last letters is Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. Yatzar Yud Tzadik Resh, Yud Dalad, Tzadik, Tzadi is Yud, and Resh is Shin, which spells Shakai. When Hashem created man, even at the end of those letters, representing the end, the person goes to the end, he tries to run away till the end, He's still left with Shakai. That's a famous word from the Belzer Rebbe on the by the Rasha. We haket shinov, right? That a Rasha. We haket shinov. We take the shin out of the ra, and we left with the shin. We left with the Shakai. Person's always a person's created at the, even at the very ends of existence is Shakai. He's shining with Shakai. In order for man, it will never fall all the way. Hashem put the letters of Shin Dalad Yud at the end. That when a person reaches the end, Hashem won't let him fall more. Hashem will support him. Therefore, we see that what's in the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if a person goes so distant, Hashem will come in and never. So that's shaykh for brach of Yirat Shemayim. Masha'en kem b'yurasi la, the greater fear, the higher fear. The year is Allah. We're not talking about a person who reaches the deepest depths of all sin. Then Hashem comes in and gives him yira and gives him and holds him up. Yira Allah, it's not shaykh to get a bracha. The higher yira, when a person's healthy spiritually, that yira has to come from the person. Kshamu Rabbeinu Barchenu V'ras as Kavanasim Shirotsim Shivachim B'yot Shemaim Amalim Shirak B'yot Shemaim Shalol Abar Averis Yicholim Levarich Yira Allah Ein Ba'atzim Tzichim La'alot. So he says, "I'll give you a bracha for averos, not to be over averos. I can give you a bracha. Hashem will help you with that. But to have yiri lo, which is a higher year, and all of Hashem, I can't bless you for." And that's what the pasuk means. What does Hashem ask from you? Hashem asks you to fear Him. Meaning, what is Hashem asking from you? The year not to do averus? No, that Hashem will give to you. That's not from you. What's from you? What kind of year is that talking about? The higher level of year. Right? To walk in His ways. The higher level of year. That's what Hashem asks from you. So Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was giving his bracha to his talmidim, he was giving a bracha of the lower year, not the higher year. I can't bless you with higher year. That has to come from you. And when it says Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim, that's him at the higher level year shemayim. But the lower level year shemayim, Hashem will help a person. When a person is so nidach, Hashem will come and pick up that person.
Doesn't that sort of take away free will?
I think even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person can ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Just like sending signs.
Right. He's sending signs. He's with you. You never have to feel totally lost. V'nei gam kishachas v'chalil Hashem manash yisha yisolu l'zeh kavana ki lo yidach mimenu nidach l'hashiva. That when Hashem, and how does Hashem, exactly what you're talking about, very good. How does Hashem get a message to a person? Hashem punishes that person. He gives him yisurin, he gives him pains. And that sometimes causes a person to do tshuva. L'hashiva v'al kevet shayidei suma kasha l'alas ma'ala. However, the person many times will not get the message that he's having pain for that reason. He's just saying, oh, my life is horrible. I'm having so much pain. I'm having this. He'll never think about returning to God. But that is God speaking to him. Come back now. You went so far. I'm going to give you Yisurim to remember me and to come back and to call out to me. So he asked, but one second, he's writing from the Holocaust. He says, one second, what's that, you're going to give pain to a person? So the guy is so distant from God, and he's chataim. And over that, you're going to give him pain, he's not going to be able to get up. He's not going to be able to get up from his pain. So what does that pain help the person? He's going to realize God in this world, he's not going to realize that there's a God in the world, he's going to be in more pain, he's not going to be able to get up. He ends up, zeh v'iskadashtem. That's what I mean, v'iskadashtem. Yosef. That's what it means. Viskadastim v'ishem kedoshim. Always, always work for kedusha. Always. Va'az ki ani Hashem lekechem shegam lekim bechinas din yumshach lebechinas havai rachem. Then, when you realize viskadastim, you always love the kedoshim. What does it say? Viskadastim v'ishem kedoshim ki ani Hashem lekechem. What is the lekechem? The God of din. But I won't look. But if you keep your kedusha, I don't even look like the God of din. I look like the God of rachamim. That's Hashem's mention. Viskadashim. Always stay kadosh. Always stay kadosh. Always stay. Even if it's the darkest of times, always stay kadosh. And then I'll be the God of din, but it won't even look like din to you. It'll look like rachamim. Okay.